Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time to take our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab. And there he is this morning, Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, joining us from the lab. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, as always, this week. And this week, we're talking about consequences.
Consequences. So I have this really novel idea. Again, these are things that I've learned the last, you know, the first 20 years of this millennium.
Right. Okay.
And one of the things I'm now seeing on a regular basis, often by really, really smart people, are we're not asking the consequences before we act.
Aha. Uh-huh. I think I see that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not saying, what are the consequences of this, right?
Right.
And in a lot of cases, it's we're kind of, you know, on the outside. People are on the outside making, you know, wow, I see that you're doing this, and they've never done it. And I can think of a few issues right now where it's like, okay, this is a lot harder than you thought it would be.
Right.
To control or whatever, right? So I heard a story this morning about Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Go back in time a little bit, and Jimmy Carter did something that if he knew the consequences, he would have never done.
Hmm.
And yet, it probably saved the country in the long run.
Okay.
Ready for that? I mean, this story.
I'm ready. It wasn't the fishing trip with the murderous rabbit, was it?
No, I don't think that was
it. All right. Please tell us so what it was.
When he became president, interest rates, inflation was horribly bad.
I remember.
So like in a year's time or something like that, oil went from $4 a barrel to 40.
Which was a lot, obviously, back in those dollars, yes.
Right. And so anyway, this is a macroeconomics expert that I was listening to talk about this. It's mm-hmm. quite a bit older than you and I, Scott. I was a kid in the Jimmy Carter era. I do remember it, but I was not voting.
I wasn't buying gasoline either. I hear you.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't either. But anyway, I do remember the high inflation, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Carter put into the financial system, and I can't even remember, you know, I don't think he was head of the Fed, but he was head of like Jimmy Carter's, you know, policy about finances.
Right.
And one of the things this guy did is he started raising interest rates.
Right.
And the good news is he stopped inflation by doing that.
Right. That was the reason, or one of the reasons, I suppose.
But the bad news is inflation, the interest rates went to 19%.
Can you imagine? Yeah.
Yeah. My mortgage today would be literally triple what I'm paying.
Right. Everybody's would be.
Yeah.
In these days of 3% mortgages, it's hard to fathom double-digit mortgage rates, interest rates.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, first of all, if those interest rates were that high, guess what would happen to housing prices?
Right.
They'd go way down.
They'd have to drop.
People can afford the house. And so but guess what? That stops inflation.
Right.
See how that works?
Very simplistically, I do, yes, but I follow you.
If high dollar items become very expensive to borrow money to get, then the high dollar items naturally come down in price.
Understood.
And it's a pretty basic principle of economics, and yet that's what happened. But the problem is it probably cost Jimmy Carter, you know, I mean, it's conjecture, right? But it's one of the things for sure that cost him the election.
Right. He was a one-term president, so it may not have helped him if folks think the economy is bad or are having a hard time making ends meet, right? They're not going to vote for the guy who's in office who may have played a role in that, the consequences, as we go back to our topic.
And in this person's opinion, not mine, this person mm-hmm. who's, again, was around then and voting then,
yeah.
was saying that, in his opinion, Jimmy Carter was fully unaware of the consequences of raising interest rates.
Right.
But yet, like he said, in the long run, it stopped hyperinflation.
Right.
But in the short run, it probably, you know, for sure cost him a lot of votes, because everybody went, what? I have to pay what to buy a car?
Right. Or use my credit card, so again, or whatever.
It's just an example of, they didn't fully ask the question, what are the consequences?
True. And we should do more of that.
Yeah. So to go put it in modern context, in my opinion, I'll let you off the hook here, Scott, KSJ off the hook.
Okay.
In my opinion, we have not fully asked the consequences of the lockdown that we've had the past year. I think we looked at it from a medical standpoint, and I think from that standpoint, it makes complete 1,000% sense.
Right.
But this week I've talked to two teenagers who are depressed and literally, you know, have suicidal thoughts this week.
Right.
Because they have not been in face-to-face school for over a year.
Right. No.
And I don't think we were able, I think we could have if we thought a little more deeper about this, but we were so focused on stopping the virus that we didn't really ask these questions deeply enough. And even now, we're not getting weekly briefings from a mental health expert. We're getting them from a pandemic expert. And I'm okay with those briefings, but I just don't think we're asking enough questions about what are the consequences often enough. And again, I'm not trying to make a political statement here. I'm just saying is that that's become our norm in our society, the pace of our culture. I'm blown away how fast, in less than a year's time, we had a new virus and created a vaccine.
True.
That's amazing.
That's true.
The speed of that is phenomenal, right?
Right.
But because of that, we're not asking always, what are the consequences of these incredibly fast-paced behaviors? We're just doing them and then going, oh, didn't know the consequences would be this. And that's all I would say is, I think it would be prudent for us to start saying, you know, let's let the air out a little bit of some of these things and start saying, let's look a little more broadly at what are the consequences of this.
I think that's a good sentence, Dr. Hedebaugh, and makes a lot of sense this morning. But I know sometimes there's not really a good answer, is there, with consequences? There's always a consequence to any decision, and sometimes it's what's more palatable, I suppose, are the consequences, right?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that, except, like I said, is that in this case, we should have at least weighed more consequences and said, all right, here's the good, but what else is there out there? What are the, you know, so
yes.
One of the things I'm really happy about is I got up early one morning last February and I turned on the news and I saw a news piece that made me realize we were about to have a panic on, you know, on food and groceries.
Right.
So I, without even waking up my wife, I had a little time that morning. I got my car and I drove down to the store and I bought a bunch of dry goods. I still have it in my garage.
Okay.
And it's still got rice and beans and some things in there that are dry goods that, you know, will last a long time.
Gotcha.
I was right about that. Guess what I didn't buy?
Toilet paper.
Any paper.
Come on.
I didn't think, oh, we'll have a shortage on paper goods.
Right.
It turned out that the dry goods were just fine. I didn't need to buy those. I bought the wrong thing.
Right.
Because I didn't fully weigh. And again, you're right. Sometimes it's conjecture, right? I didn't know. But I think that in a lot of cases, we could know if we'd stop for a little bit and pause. That's what I'm saying, is that the speed of things have become so fast that we're not stopping long enough to go, what else could it be that we might miss here?
Sure.
For me, it was toilet paper.
Gotcha. Well, and I think for all of us, that's good advice to think about, you know, every action. I think there are consequences to our choices and our actions, and we should think think it through maybe a bit more than sometimes we always do. So at least that's my take from today.
You bet.
Very good. Dr. Adibaugh, thanks so much.
Take care.
All right, thank you. That's Dr. Mike Adibaugh. He joins me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.